doesn't have a price. If you find someone who reveals the heart of God with each new day, then you salvation makes you free. If she knows that she can love them best by praying on her knees, if she intercedes on their behalf to God with each new day, then she
to be praised. And that's the great truth there. Take your Bibles to Exodus chapter 20. Mother's Day is a great opportunity to honor Mom and to reemphasize the importance of motherhood and the position that she has. I came across, though, some myths of motherhood that I'd like to share with you. That somebody said that a child is carried in its mother's womb for 9 months. Somebody does not know that a child is carried in his mother's heart forever. Somebody said that it takes 6 weeks to get back to normal after you've had a baby. Somebody doesn't know that once you had a baby, once you're a mother, normal is history. Somebody said that you learn how to be a mother by instinct. Somebody never took a 3-year-old shopping. Somebody said being a mother is boring. Somebody never rode in a car driven by a teenager with a driver's permit. Somebody said good mothers never raise their voices. Somebody never came out the back door just in time to see her child hit a golf ball through the neighbor's kitchen window. Somebody said you don't need an education to be a mother. Somebody never helped a fourth grader with his math. Somebody said you can't love the fifth child as much as you love the first. Somebody doesn't have 5 children. Somebody said the hardest part of being a mother is labor and delivery. Somebody never watched her baby get on the bus for the first day of kindergarten. Somebody said a mother can stop worrying after a child gets married. Somebody doesn't know that marriage adds a new son or daughter-in-law to a mother's heartstrings. Somebody said a mother's job is done when her last child leaves home. Somebody never had grandchildren. Somebody said, your mother knows you love her, so you don't need to tell her. Somebody isn't a mother. You know, not only ought we be grateful to our moms, but we ought to say so. We ought to express that gratitude and the fact that we do love them. I know that they may know it, but certainly we ought to express it. It's just like anything else with the Lord Jesus Christ and God. The Lord knows that you love Him. But shouldn't you tell Him? We should. We should express. We should speak to Him about it. And I hope that that's enough said. I think most of us would agree that good mothers are overlooked when it comes to their appreciation, and they're overworked when it comes to the responsibilities. And I've taken those two thoughts and divided our message this morning. So let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin. Father, thank You and bless the time as we look into Your Word here at what You have to say concerning a mother's appreciation and a mother's responsibility. And Lord, may You speak to each one of us today through this message, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we get there in Exodus, Romans chapter 13, verse 7, pretty much says, give honor to whom honor is due. And I think that that would apply to the text that we're looking at here. If you notice there in Exodus 20, we have the ten commandments that are given to us. One of the ten commandments that are given there speaks about honoring your mom and your dad there. It says in verse 12, honor thy father and mother, thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2 there, it says, the children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. It is the first commandment of the Ten Commandments that are given that has a promise attached to it. And that promise there is a lengthening of your life there. So you can live long there in the land which God has given you. And the life that God has given you would apply there here today. And so we have here this command that is given there. Mothers should be honored according to God's command. And I want us to apply it in two directions. First, I want to say, husbands, we are to honor our wife. A husband is to honor his wife. In 1 Peter 3 and verse 7, it says, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. It goes on to say that your prayers be not hindered. In order for us to have a vibrant spiritual life ourselves, God says that He commands us husbands to honor our wife. We are to give honor unto her there. I believe God's area of accountability for a man, for a husband, begins in the home. It begins with his wife, the mother of his children. He is before his career, before his involvement at church, before anything else other than his personal walk with the Lord, he ought to have a concern for honoring his wife. That comes first. Men, we need to get back to that. I believe that is found in Scripture. I believe that is God's principles that is there. Your wife should be the center of your attention. I think it's too easy for us in marriage for us to grow away from that. When you first started courting, that was exactly what the truth was. You were thinking about her. You were thinking about being with her. You were thinking about talking with her. You were thinking about doing things for her. But after you've been married for some years, and sometimes those some years can go on for 30 and 40 and 50, and it can get easy not to take the time or not to have the emphasis to do those things with and for your wife that we once did. What's changed? Not the need of your wife. You've changed, men, husband. You've quit trying to do for your wife the things that should be done to honor her in the position that God has given her in your relationship. Dad, I hope you'll make much of this day, Mother's Day, to honor your wife, the mother of your children, and not just today, as we'll see in just a moment there. How easy it is for us men to forget important days such as this. If you want to get in trouble, you forget a birthday, you forget an anniversary, or you forget a day like this, and you'll see illustrated here. One morning, as a woman woke up and saw her husband getting ready to leave for work, she said with a big smile on her face, "Honey, I bet you don't know what day this is." How do you like those type questions, man? Her husband had a hard time remembering birthdays and anniversaries, but since he was about to leave for work, he excused himself from the embarrassing situation and by walking out the door while smiling and saying, "Honey, how could I ever forget? This is the best day of our lives." And all during the day, he kept trying to remember what month and what day his wife's birthday was and when their anniversary was, but he could not remember. The day wore on, and it was getting close to the time to get off from work there, and he knew that he was going to be going home and have to face his wife, not knowing what made this day so special. He finally thought of a plan to save his hide. He rushed into the house and he said, "Honey, get your best dress on. We're going to paint the town and celebrate this outstanding day of our lives." While she was getting ready, he rushed down to the florist and he bought her a lovely bouquet of flowers. He took her out to the most expensive restaurant in town. He spent $150 to celebrate the day. And he still did not even know what day he was celebrating. It was on the way home that he finally discovered what day it was. His wife snuggled up close to him, placed her arm around his shoulder, planted a soft kiss on his cheek, and said, "Honey, this is the best Groundhog Day we've ever celebrated together." The point is, men, we need to keep up with these special days. I'm on a more serious note here. What does it mean, men, to honor your wife? What does it mean to recognize her and to give her the recognition that she deserves there? Well, one, I think it means loving her. God says that we're to love our wife as we love our own self, our own bodies. And we have a responsibility to love her. And there's a picture of marriage that pictures the husband to the wife being Christ to the church, to the bride, to the individual Christian. And we know that God loves us perfectly. And we are to mimic that. We are to be demonstrating and exemplifying the love of Jesus Christ toward the church when we love our wife and loving her that way. We are to love her. I believe that is important for us to recognize. We are to provide for her. That goes without saying. I think that should be so important. It should be leading her in spiritual matters. It should be helping her with the kids. It should be making life easier for her. And as I said earlier, not just today, but every day, we should be seeking to recognize and to honor the wife that God has given us. And then children are to honor their mothers. Teens, young people, I'm going to speak to you in just a minute. And all of us other children who have mothers living today. But especially teens and young people, could I speak to you right now about this? Do you give your mother the proper respect and honor that she deserves? Do you give her the proper respect and honor that God says she deserves? Not just today, as I mentioned to your dads. But yesterday, did you honor and respect her? Last week, did you honor and respect her? All through the year, is that true? If I were to ask your mom to come up here and stand before us today and give a testimony to how you respected and honored and obeyed her this past week or this past month, could she stand up here with being very pleased to say, "My son or my daughter has been very respectful to me and has honored me and has obeyed me over this past month, I'm pleased to say. Or would she have to say, well, I was once told, if you can't say anything good, don't say anything at all. Would she be embarrassed not to be able to say anything positive about the way that you treat her? I want you to think about this. The mom that you have right now is the only mom God has given you. You have a responsibility to honor that mother. And I want to say this to some of you that are sitting there and say, wait a minute, you don't understand. I could have a stepmom. I could be adopted. I anticipated that because you're the one that I'm talking about that does not have the heart that wants to honor the mom that God has given you right now. God wants you to honor and obey, respect your mother. God has put you in that household for a reason. And you have the responsibility to treat your mother with that kind of respect. I hope that you'll have that heart automatically there. And we ought to do it, not just today, but always, and do it while we have the chance. There's a poem I came across, it says, if you have a smile for mother, give it now. If you have a kindly word, speak it now. She will not need it when the angels greet her at the golden gate. Give the smiles while she's living. If you wait, 'twill be too late. If you have a flower for mother, pluck it now. Place it gently on her bosom. Place a kiss upon her brow. What cares she when life is over for the flowers that bloom below? She will have her share up yonder, round about her feet for show. The beauty of heaven. The point is, we need to take advantage of the time that we have with the mother that God has given us. Don't wait until you think she's going to be old and not many days left to start really thinking, I need to express how much I appreciate my mom. We ought to do that with our parents every day. Children, honor your mother. Husbands, honor your wife there. And then not only do we see a mother's recognition and appreciation, but a mother's responsibility. If you flip over there to 1 Timothy chapter 1, Mom, can I say here that the devil is out to steal the heart and soul of your children? We live in a time of unbridled sin. We live in a time that I believe, just like before the flood, where God described them that every imagination of the heart of their heart was only evil continually. I believe that's the kind of society that we live in today. And the devil would love to see your children corrupted by the influence of depraved society that's around them. We have bombarded with our children today, not just from television and movies, but on their phones and music and all around and social media, etc. There's so much impact of this world and its corruptness that is right there that influences our children. You throw into that an educational system that has gone awry, and we have all kinds of exposure to things in which it's hard to counteract. I was reading here recently how that there are some school systems that are making it impossible for a parent to opt at their children out from some of the classes on gender identity, and forcing the children to sit there and listen and be spoon-fed the philosophy of this world. Our world has gotten sick in a lot of ways. And we need to understand that we can be sensitive and we can be loving toward a world of sin and sinners. But when we take a stand on what God says in His Word, we need to not only personally stand that way, but we need to teach our children what God says as well, that they may choose to stand the same way. They'll have a choice to be made. Which leads us then to the question, what are we to do? What are you to do, mothers? A mother's responsibility. There are three things I'll give you very quickly. Number one, mothers, teach your children the Bible. Notice I said you, Mom. A dad's responsibility to teach also. We'll get to Father's Day, and I'll emphasize that one. It's also a dad's responsibility to have the oversight and the accountability before God, because God's going to hold him responsible whether you do the teaching of your children or not. But you are to teach your children. We see it emphasized here and exemplified here in 2 Timothy 1 in verse 5 there. He's talking about, Paul talking about thanking God for Timothy, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, Timothy, there, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that's in thee also. Over in chapter 3 and verse 15, he says that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which were able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And so it is Timothy there that was taught the Scriptures, not by his Gentile father, who we hope, that's about the only thing that we know of him. He's not really involved there with the family. And as a mom, she had that responsibility. As a grandmother, Lois had that responsibility as well there. And so we have here this emphasis to teach the children the Bible. It was a rally day program at the church, and a little girl was to recite the scripture that she had memorized for the program. But when she got up in front of the crowd there and the 100 eyes that were looking at her and so forth, she forgot everything she ever thought she remembered. Every line that she had so carefully rehearsed with her mom faded from her mind, and she stood there unable to utter a single word. In the front row, her mother was almost as frantic as the little girl. The mother gestured, moved her lips, trying to form the words for the girl, but it did no good. She couldn't read what her mom was saying. Finally, the mother, in desperation, whispered the opening phrase of the memorized scripture, "I am the light of the world." Immediately the child's face lit up and the smile appeared on her face there with supreme confidence. She said, "My mother is the light of the world." And the crowd, of course, laughed like you did right there. But then they stopped and paused and thought, you know, that's not far from the truth. For a good mother's love for a child in miniature is a picture of God's love for us. And a mother is the light of her children's world. And so, Mom, you have a great responsibility not just to teach your children the Bible, but also the next point here, to be an example of that truth in their lives. Mom, you're to teach, and our children learn by example. They learn by what they're exposed to there. You need to be a correct example to your children. Don't just teach them what God says in His Word, and then you be different. Because it doesn't take children long to see the inconsistency that is there. But you need to be genuine, giving a good example, and it needs to be a consistent example. Day by day, week by week. Now, I'm going to say this. Young people, understand this. There's nobody perfect, including you. You know that. Mom, I know that. God knows that. But He still holds the bar high at perfection. And just because we may not be able to be perfect doesn't mean that we are not pursuing that goal. We're to press toward the mark, as God says there. So be an example, be a consistent example there. It will have an everlasting effect on your children one way or the other by your example that you live. And then third, lastly, mothers, tell your children about Jesus. Tell them about Jesus. Don't just teach them the truths of the Word of God and the Bible, but specifically tell them what Jesus Christ did for them. It ought to be your goal as a mom And I know it should be your desire, if you truly love your children, to see each one of your children come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Lead them to the Lord if you have that opportunity. At least put them in that position where they're going to have the opportunity to get saved. You know, stats say that out of the people that get saved, the majority of them get saved as children. We need to deal with our children while their hearts are tender, before they have been hardened by the world, the flesh, and the devil. Let's take the time that we have with the children. Mom, you have a special place in your child's heart. You have a special time that's available to you with them. Take every moment that you can. Teach your children the Bible. Be an example to your children, both good as well as consistent. And tell your children about Jesus. Every head bow, please, and every eye close. Possibly you're here today as a mother and you would say, I have to be honest with you, I've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Could I say something as kindly as I know how to say it? It's impossible for you to be a godly mother without knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Or you can be a good person in this world's comparison, but to be a godly mother, a godly example before your child, it's impossible without a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You can have that freely today simply by believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and by making a choice to receive what He did to be your payment of sin. Every one of us are sinners. Every one of us are born in this world condemned to die and to go to hell. But God so loved us that He gave His only begotten Son, that when we believe that He died for us and we choose to receive Him as our Savior, we shall not perish in hell, but we will have everlasting life with God in heaven. If you will turn from your sin and you will turn to the Savior and receive Him as what He has done for you, you will experience that forgiveness of sin. You will be given everlasting life with Him. We would love to speak to you about that so that you can know for sure before you leave today that that is your destination. I pray if you have any questions of that, that you'll speak to us before you leave. Christian mother that is here, do you need to speak to the Lord about any failure with your children? Remember I said none of us are perfect, but we ought to be striving for that mark. Do you need to recommit to being the mother that God desires you to be? Husbands, is there anything between you and your wife right now that needs to be resolved? I would not doubt this morning there's not been an issue that needs to be talked about, dealt with. Do you honor her in a way that pleases God? Teens, young people, is there anything right now that is not right between you and your mom? Have you had any harsh words that need to be dealt with? Do you seek to love, honor, and obey her as God says? Let's agree today before we leave to make it right today. What better day than on Mother's Day? Father, I pray that as we consider these things, as you have taken your word and pricked our hearts, that we would make sure that we are seeking to do the things in which you have commanded to honor our mother as the command that you've given with promise. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.